Well, hi again, everyone. I'm 1010 Wins Sports Director Mark Erne. This is On the Mark as we take a look at these stories behind the stories in the world of sports. My guest today, a graduate student who plays guard on the St. Francis Brooklyn men's basketball team. I've had the unique pleasure, pun completely intended, of watching him start every one of the Terriers' 50 games the last two seasons. He's getting set to participate in the 32nd, we'll call it annual in air quotes, because last year's event was canceled because of the pandemic, State Farm Slam Dunk Championship in Indianapolis. It happens on Thursday night on ESPN from Hinkle Fieldhouse on the campus of Butler University. Unique McLean is my guest. Neek, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Not too bad.
I have to know, how excited are you to be participating in this? It's you and seven others, as far as I know, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of participating, but it's pretty good. I'm excited to be in it. It's a lifetime dream come true for me, being on a national stage and being able to, show my talents in front of the world.
Yeah, now you have not gotten a real lot of opportunities to show off dunking skills over the course of the 50 games you played with St. Francis Brooklyn over the last two seasons since you transferred from UMass. So how have you been prepping for this, not only just in the recent, past, but over the course of the time that you've been back in your home borough in Brooklyn?
To be honest, after high school, I stopped caring about dunking. I'll catch a dunk here and there in the game, but not, putting together some tricks. I was invited, and right back, I had to, put myself mentally back into it and start thinking of some things I can put together, contacting some people to see what I can, with some ideas they can bring up. And, now today is the first day I'm going to start, practicing what I can do. I have 2 days before that, before I have to go.
Yeah, so you're going to head out there on Wednesday for the competition on Thursday night and then come right back home on Friday. So it's really a quick hit. Unfortunately, they're not going to let you stick around for the Final Four because of the COVID situation. And they're in a pretty sturdy bubble. What do you know? First of all, what do you know about your competition? Have you been able to scope them out at all?
No, I don't even know who's competing as of right now. I have no idea. I thought it was only four of us, and then they tell me it's eight. It's all up in the air right now. I just know the rules of right now that it's only 45 seconds for each dunk. I think we all get four dunks in the first round, two in the second, and one in the last. So that's all I know.
All right. How excited are you to be participating in something like this on a national stage with really nothing else going on in terms of basketball on Thursday night?
It's a great opportunity. I was also in the high school dunk contest for this event, which was aired on CBS. So I'm a little familiar with it. I was able to also see the college one live in Houston in 2016. So it's pretty cool, and I'm looking forward to actually being on the floor and, seeing the stadium of Butler, because I've never been there. So it's I'm excited.
Yeah, I was going to ask what you know about Hinkle Fieldhouse, because it really
is. I have no idea. I've never
played. So this is going to be your first time there. You're going to love it. I got to see a game there. Butler against who the heck was it? One of their conference opponents when I was out there for the Super Bowl, when the Giants played the Patriots, which is a long time ago. It's 9 years ago already. But they played Detroit Mercy. Lot of fun. It's a great building. It's full of history. They've got all the, the old timey photos. They've got all the publicity shots from Hoosiers. So you're going to love it. Not to play spoiler, but hopefully you'll get a chance to roam around the corridors and listen for the ghosts, if you will. I don't want any spoilers, but do you kind of know going in what you're going to try? I know you said you're going to practice some stuff today and tomorrow, but do you have any idea in your head as to, what sort of trickery you might be able to rely on?
I think I know my first two, but I'm going to, bring out some old stuff that I had for, the past when I had a little bit more, athleticism. But I think I'll just, be around my teammates, and, I've also got some advice from, you know, one of the guys from Team Flight Brothers that's a part of, you know, the NBA dunk contest. And he's contacting me, you know, giving me advice, sending me some dunks that I can also, you know, think about and, you know, put into, you know, my repertoire for that.
Neat. I'm curious to know, because you're not only representing the school, St. Francis Brooklyn, and obviously all of your teammates on the Terriers and your coaches, but, and again, I don't want to put too much pressure on you, but you're also representing your home borough of Brooklyn, and you're representing an entire city. How does that feel?
It's not pressure at all for me. You know, I've done it for a long time. I've been on ESPN a bunch of times, you know, as a young kid. And I think everybody that's in my circle is definitely proud of me. And regardless of how the outcome comes, you know, I think everybody's just going to be happy that I was invited and I was there and, you know, was able to put on for my city. So it's no pressure for me. I just need to go out there and do what I have to do and, you know, hope for the best.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it, probably as much as you're looking forward to participating in it. I'm curious to know, because of the bubble situation, you're not going to be able to bring the family with you. How's it going to feel to be competing in something so prestigious and not really have any, you know, immediate support staff with you?
No, it's not going to be that bad. I don't think it's going to be that. Nobody has any support staff with them. So it's just going to be, you know, a bunch of the players around. And we all got to fit into and just be comfortable with it and just knowing our families at home and watching and just try to, you know, make the best of it.
All right. I'm curious to know, have you been watching? I know it's tough to watch a basketball tournament when you're a player and you're not involved in it. But have you been keeping tabs on the tournament to this point through the regional semifinals?
I've just been watching here and there, you know, try to catch a clip here and there, or, you know, a couple of games, couple of possessions, but I haven't been keeping too much tabs on it. I wish I could have, you know, I wish I could have been in it, but, you know, things happen. But it's been fun. I was able to get to watch, you know, Mount St. Mary play and play Texas Southern. You know, I wanted to see that one and see how, because I have friends on both sides. So I wanted to see how that one turned out.
Yeah, obviously things didn't go the way you guys wanted to. You wound up on the outside looking into the four-team Northeast Conference tournament. But how surprised were you that Mount was able to go on that run and take the automatic bid?
I was super surprised. Super surprised actually, because they're big. They play really smart. Even you know, their younger players play smart. They start 6'7", 6'8", 6'9", you know, and then, you know, Kui, which is a tough guard for his size. So I wasn't super surprised that they, you know, they were doing well. But, you know, it's also, you know, from the beginning of the season, they weren't doing too great and they picked it up. And, you know, it's a, you know, great experience for them. And I'm happy that they, you know, got to, you know, play in a national tournament.
Do you and the rest of the guys think about what might have been, given that you had a certain degree of success against them this year?
Of course. You know, we think a lot of times we could have been in first place and we messed it up, you know. But, you know, COVID situations and, you know, practicing so much, you know, guys was, you know, wishing they could be on the court. And then, you know, not, you know, urgency wasn't there in certain games and it should have been. But we definitely could have been number one on LIU a couple times in different games that should have been there. So, I mean, I wish we could have, you know, got over the hump.
Yeah. And I'm curious, I don't know if you're going to tell me, but what do you have planned for the rest of your future in terms of, obviously, you're going to come back from Indianapolis on Friday and you've got Easter weekend and, you know, the rest of the semester. But what comes next in the basketball life of Unique McLean?
For me personally, I'm just, you know, after this event, just working out, you know, trying to, you know, get my body right for the summer, you know, get up some shots, some ball handling, and, you know, see where it takes me. Either that's, you know, playing professionally or something like that.
Well, I think you have a bright future ahead of you. We've had conversations, not so much this year because of the pandemic, but we've had conversations over the last year and a half since you came from UMass. And it has been a pleasure to watch you play and grow as not only an athlete, But as a young man, and I know Coach Rorson says this to you all the time, it's not so much about the results on the court, but it's how you, you know, manifest and mature into a young adult and carry yourself after your playing career on the collegiate level. So I want to wish you, as Coach Rorson would, the best of luck going forward. Have a great time in Indy, and bring back a trophy, huh?
Yeah, I'll try to. I'll try to. Thank you.
No pressure, like I said. I'm Mark Renee. That is Unique McLean, and you're On the Mark.